Over the last few years and around the country, the number of fundamentalist religious groups is said to be growing. Some are called ultra-fundamentalist groups. The estimates vary greatly. The number could be as high as 2,000. These organizations have different purposes and beliefs, but usually have one thing in common: strong leadership, quite often one person. 4 years ago in October, at a fundamentalist Christian commune in West Virginia, a young boy died after a paddling session that lasted for 2 hours. The child was spanked by his parents. He had hit another child and refused to say he was sorry. We reported the story of that paddling, the story of the Stonegate community, in November of 1982. Since that time, Stonegate's leader has been tried and convicted, one of the first times a leader of a religious group has been held responsible for the actions of a member. Also in that time, the parents of the child have served jail terms, and now they have agreed to tell their story.
The Stonegate Commune was near Charlestown, West Virginia, in the northeast corner of the state. It's mostly farming country. The Stonegate members lived outside of town in an old white Victorian house overlooking the Shenandoah River. 8 young families living and working together. They did some farming, some construction work, and for a time ran a restaurant in Charlestown. It was their intention to become less of a commune and more of a community, with the families living in separate houses on the property. We went to Stonegate on a Sunday evening in November of 1982. We were reluctantly welcomed. Less than a month before, 2 Stonegate members had been indicted for involuntary manslaughter. They were the parents of Joseph Green, who was 2 years old when he died. On this night, many of the Stonegate people were defensive, almost angry. That was 4 years ago. The parents, Stuart and Leslie Green, were convicted of involuntary manslaughter and both spent a year in jail. First Stuart, then Leslie. Then in a separate legal action, the leader of the Stonegate Commune, Dorothy McClellan, was also indicted. McClellan did not take part in the paddling, but she was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and conspiracy in the death of Joey Green. Stuart Green, the father, testified against Dorothy McClellan. Green now believes that his son died because of McClellan's teachings and influence. He explained in court that Stonegate members were taught that a paddling session should continue until the child apologizes. Green also testified that a 4-hour spanking of Dorothy McClellan's grandson, Danny, had occurred 2 weeks before Joey Green's death. He also said the Stonegate members, when Joey died, joined in a pledge of secrecy. The circumstances would be covered up. The death would be called an accident. They were afraid all of the Stonegate children would be taken away. Joey's parents at first agreed to this. It was later that they spoke out against what they called then a conspiracy of silence. Both Stuart and Leslie Green grew up and married within the Stonegate community. Leslie was only 15 when she came to Stonegate. They lived with several other teenagers in the home of Dorothy and John McClellan. The McClellans had been taking in young people who were having trouble, usually with drugs. They wanted to use their marriage as an example of Christian family life. John McClellan worked for an accounting firm, traveling during the week, Dot McClellan staying home, taking care of more and more teenagers. The Greens are now living in their first real home together, an apartment in Baltimore. Stuart left Stonegate, and Leslie joined him as soon as she got out of jail. The Greens have now agreed to talk about their lives at Stonegate and about the paddling of their son.